I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate September 29th. The southern evening sky is pretty bare at this time of year. Lots of dark, empty spaces, but few bright stars. The one notable exception is Fomalo. It's the brightest star of Pisces austrinus, the southern fish. It's low in the southeast at nightfall and arcs across the south later on. The star we see as Fomalo is 25 light-years away. It's about twice as big and heavy as the sun and more than 15 times brighter. It's young, about 10% the age of the sun. And it's encircled by wide bands of dust, which may contain planets. More about that tomorrow. Fomalo has two companion stars, bound to it by their mutual gravitational pull. Both stars are smaller, cooler, and fainter than the sun. One of them is barely visible to the eye alone, but you need a telescope to see the other. Both stars are a long way from Fomalo itself. One is almost a light year away, while the other is 2.5 light years. Astronomers know they're bound to Fomalo because they're moving in the same direction and at the same speed. Their composition is similar to Fomalo's as well, and so is their age. Fomalo itself will shine for another few hundred million years, but the companions will last much longer, billions of years for the larger one and hundreds of billions of years for the other. So they'll still be shining across the galaxy long after the demise of their showy companion. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.